Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth here with you on this Wednesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Streaming live on Periscope, on YouTube, and on Twitch as well. Right now talking about the Nashville Predators, and to help us do that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Predator centerman Matt Duchene, brought to you by Gary Ashton and Remax Advantage, and by Two Rivers Ford. Matt, what's going on, man? How we doing?
Hey, how are you?
We are doing well. Thanks for taking time to join us. And Matt, let's start with the obvious. How are you feeling? What's the recovery process been like for you the last week? And how close do you think you could be to getting back into some game action as they move through the schedule here?
Yeah, I'm getting there. It's I kind of plateaued this last week a little bit, but I'm still able to skate. I'm able to skate pretty much full out. It's just getting battle ready and, just making sure I'm able to react properly out there. There's still obviously a little bit going on. So, I was kind of hoping to be ready for this week, but it might be a little bit, more like next week. I don't know. It's a day-by-day thing right now. But I'm excited that there's some light at the end of the tunnel. So it's tough watching games and, I'm excited to get back out there.
Well, Matt, there's some breaking NHL news here I wanted to get your reaction to. I don't know if you've seen this, but Tim Peel apparently has been fired by the league, although they kind of phrased it in a strange way. But I guess, what's your reaction to that, and what's your reaction to what happened last night? You know, him getting caught on the mic basically saying he gave you guys a penalty – because he just wanted to give a penalty early in the period.
Yeah, I saw that whole thing. He's a veteran ref. He's, it was his last year anyway. So I think, that's maybe why they let him go rather than maybe suspending him or fining him. But, the crazy part is he was talking to Phil Forsberg in that clip. And he told our bench that. So, really bizarre. And I just think that can't happen. You got to, imagine the scenario where they score on that power play, we lose the game, and we miss the playoffs by a point. Imagine that scenario, that can happen, right? That could happen based on, that is not out of the realm of possibility, right?
Yeah.
So I think that, I don't think there's a place in hockey for that. You got to call the game. I've always been frustrated when I see even up calls or stuff like that. If one team is earning power plays, you can't punish them because the other team is not. You know what I'm saying? So, that call was not a good call on RV. During the game, we're watching and we're like, what the heck was that? That wasn't even close to a penalty. And that was bizarre. I hope there's that's not something that goes on with more officials, but there's definitely nights where you're skeptical of it for sure.
Well, that was my next question for you, Matt, because earlier in the show I was like, I feel like these discussions probably do happen from time to time. Maybe in games that are, getting a little out of hand, I guess, physically. But even in other sports, sort of the okay, I'm going to call something maybe to even up fouls in basketball or, in football, got to calm this guy down or whatever the case may be. I guess I assume that does happen to a decent extent, but it sounds like you don't necessarily agree with that.
Well, I think, if you make a bad call as an official and it's a chintzy call, you can't punish the other team because you made a bad call. That makes sense.
Right.
If last night he calls – he makes a bad call on one of their guys and knows it's a bad call, you can't then turn around and make another bad call. It doesn't fix it, right? You can't, you watch for when you, maybe you watch a little more closely and you want to make sure that there's equal opportunity, but at the same time, you can't go and looking for any reason. That's what I think. I think the officials have a tough job. There's lots of stuff that they see that that, you know, from a certain angle or whatever, and they're watching real time. They don't, you know, they don't have a chance to you know, watch replay before they make a call. So, I mean, it's a tough job, but at the same time, I think that mentality of, like, let's have, you know, equal power plays here. I mean, most nights one team is better than the other, and though the team that's better than the other generally should be drawing more penalties. That's just kind of how it is. So, and I think, like, you know, when we're not playing well and if we're taking penalties, I feel like we understand that's on us. It's not on the ref to even it up. You know what I'm saying? And
yep.
Vice versa. If we're playing great and we're drawing penalties, we don't expect them to call penalties to even it up for the other team. So that's kind of how I feel about it. I think you should get what you deserve in terms of penalty calls. And, you know, if one team gets 7 power plays and the other team gets 0 because they don't earn any, that's the way it is. So, you know, that's my view on it. So I didn't like that last night at all. I don't think anyone did. And I was pretty shocked by it, to be honest. Like, you know, at least he told our bench how he was, that, like, it wasn't a secret, I guess. But still, it's kind of bizarre.
Yep, absolutely bizarre. And as we've said, the NHL now taking action on that front with Tim Peel. Matt Duchene, Predator Centerman, on the line with us, brought to you by Gary Ashton Remax Advantage and by Two Rivers Ford. So, Matt, you guys have won 4 out of 5, and all of a sudden 4 points out of the final playoff spot here in the Central Division. What stood out to you from your vantage point as to what's kind of turned around with this team and how you've been able to find more consistency in your game?
Well, I think we're getting outstanding goaltending, first of all. You know, and I think because we're not a high-scoring team this year, we need that. You know, unfortunately for Juice and Pex, we need them to be, you know, probably 8, 9 out of 10 each night to give us a chance to, you know, score enough to win. And right now, but I also think that guys are playing hard. I mean, I'm watching, you know, the compete and the desperation and desperation is maybe the wrong word. I think just the intensity. I think it's not desperation. I've always actually hated that word. I don't think you can be desperate and perform properly and perform well. I think the intensity level has been really good. And, you know, last night I thought we made some really good plays. I thought we were creative at times, which was good to see. And, you know, our power play has been better. PK was good. There was some good stuff. And for me, that game, watching the first period, I just felt like that game wasn't in doubt last night. So, and when we made mistakes or gave chances, Juice was there to stop it. So he's been on fire lately since he's come back. And, you know, I think we kind of understand the situation where, you know, those top three teams aren't really catchable at this point. They're three of the best teams in the league, and you know, it's kind of a four horse race below those teams. So it's going to be a battle right till the finish. And we got another big one tomorrow, and then a huge series against Chicago on the weekend. So you know, you can move up really quick in this season, and you're never really out of it, and you're never fully in it either. So, or guaranteed in, you know, in a spot, because you can be taken. The last, you know, 20 some whatever games we have left are going to be, it's going to be a sprint big time.
So, Matt, is it fair or accurate to say that maybe the way that you guys have talked about playing, and even going into the season, is kind of coming to fruition now? Is it just a matter of, you know, kind of figuring out how to get to that? You know, and I'm talking about, you know, being tougher to play against, maybe being a little bit more defensive minded. Is that the right way to look at this?
You know, it's hard to say. I mean, I haven't been in the locker room in, you know, almost a month. So I don't really know. It sucks when you're hurt because you don't get the you don't feel the vibe of the team. You kind of get this disjointed from that. But so I'm just watching and seeing what I'm as a spectator and kind of seeing, you know, trying to, I obviously know our team. I know our systems. I know all that. I think that we're, I think we're just finding ways to win. And I think we, win enough to put us where we need to be. And I think, especially with the injuries, I mean, that's commendable on the boys. I mean, they're the guys that are in the that have stepped in the lineup have pulled their weight and done their job. And you know, you get a goal from, you know, Olivier last night, a guy who's been so effective on our fourth line and, you know, has just accepted that role so well and played that role so well. I think that, you know, a guy like him is a prime example of guys just doing what it takes. And I think that, I think we're just, you know, it just shows we have a ton of character in that room and I love our group. And I've said that from day one and I believe in this team. And, I think, you know, yeah, has it been an easy year? No, it has not. And do we score at will? Definitely not. But, you know, we're finding ways to use our ability and use our character to get wins.
Predator centerman Matt Duchesne has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road, brought to you by Gary Ashton Remax Advantage and by Two Rivers Four. Matt, appreciate you taking time to join us this morning, man. Great stuff.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me, guys.
Absolutely. We'll talk to Matt Duchesne again next week. He joins us every Wednesday at 8:45. A lot to react to there. A very interesting perspective from Matt Duchesne on the Tim Peel situation and the news coming out in the NHL. Tim Peel is out after the game last night between the Predators and the Red Wings, the hot mic incident. And we'll react to a little bit more of what Matt Duchesne had to say there when we come back. This is Robbie and Rex Road, live from the Wholesale Link Studio, powered by RumbleOn.com. You're on ESPN 102.5 The Game.